Now today, friends, we come to another one of the remarkable little books of the Bible. Now, for some time, we've spent a great deal of time in these very brief books of the Bible that are ordinarily either ignored or passed over rather quickly because they are brief. And that's been my custom, very frankly, when every time I've gone through the Bible before, I get near the end and we generally run in late and I just start moving fast. Well, we're not doing that this time, as you have noted. We are taking our time and we're finding each one of them is just like working in a gold mine because all kinds of rich nuggets are there just for the mining. And we're spending our time here in these small books. Now, as we come to the little book of Jude, it's another one of these very remarkable little books. So I would like to put down an introduction to this little book at first, that you and I might be able to understand something of its contents. The writer of this book is Jude. That is the English form of the name Judas. Now, Judas here was the brother of James, and he was also a half-brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have seen that. And there are three Jameses. There are many that find four, and that's all right. I frankly go along with that, but I only use three in my notes and outlines because I think that makes a proper division. And then when we come to Jude, or Judas here, we find there are three Judases that are mentioned in the Scripture. And we find that this man, along with James, that is the half-brother of the Lord Jesus. Now, I want to turn to a Scripture that will be helpful to us in this connection. It's over in the 13th chapter of Matthew in verse 55, and it says here, "Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas?" So James and Judas that we have, the writer of the epistle of James, and the writer of the epistle of Jude or Judas here is a half-brother of the Lord. Now there are two other Judases. The one that's infamous and best known, of course, Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 apostles who betrayed the Lord. Now there was another apostle by the name of Judas, and the way that he's distinguished is in John 14, verse 22, where it says, "Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot." Well, the way he's distinguished is he's just not Judas Iscariot, but he's another apostle with the name of Judas. Now, we believe, therefore, that the Judas here is actually the half-brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you'll note that he doesn't identify himself in that way. And we also noted James followed the same pattern. By the way, he did not attempt to identify himself as the brother. He called himself James, a servant of God.